Okay, so the hashtags that I've noticed trending on Twitter in Japan this week include Rinrikan ga nasugiru, which means I can't believe the lack of all sense of ethics. Totsuzen desu ga uranatte mo ii desu ka? Which means, excuse me, do you mind if I read your fortune? Teriyaki tabitakute sumimasen. Sorry, I just want to eat teriyaki. Netto ni tsunageru to benri na mono. It would be handy if you could connect this to the internet. Shinkansen untenshi. Shinkansen driver. So if you're interested to know why these things were trending and what they mean, I'm going to read some of the tweets in Japanese and English and just explain them a bit. If this is of interest, please subscribe and follow on social media. Let's get into it. Okay, so the first hashtag I saw trending on Japanese Twitter this week was this one. Rinrikan ga nasugiru. So rinri being ethics, rinrikan sense of ethics, nasugiru. I can't believe how little sense of ethics people have. And there were all sorts of posts that were coming up under that rinrikan ga nasugiru. There was this one about vegans and veganism, and it struck me that it shows that that sense of the militant vegan, the vegan that tries to push their views on other people, which I think is actually quite a cliche, has very much made its way to Japan. So there's this comic that says, Shugi o oshitsukete kuru vegan. And the person in the picture is saying, Shugi o oshitsukerarete mo. And he's eating his meat and sweating there. So he's the poor meat eater saying, how come you have to try and force your views on me? And the militant vegan is there saying, Kya saite doubutsu o taberu nante saite da yo. Tosatsujo no shashin mitta koto aru? So, you're the worst. Kya saite. Doubutsu o taberu nante saite da yo. Eating animals is the absolute pits. You're the worst. And tōsatsujō no shashin mitta koto aru? Have you ever seen a picture of an abattoir, tōsatsujō? And I think this is a view that's often expressed around the world. I sort of feel for the vegan in this scenario, being someone that ate a vegan diet for more than 10 years, a lot of that time, or some of that time in Japan. I eat meat now as well, but I feel for the cliche of the vegan that is always telling people what to do. I don't feel like that all vegans are like that. Another one that I saw for the same hashtag was this one, and it's quite a striking picture saying, Aori kinchi. Aoru is to provocate or goad or fan the flames of something. And it's got a picture of someone with their finger up saying, Baka yaro, kuso yaro. Somebody that's shouting insults, you idiot or you loser. And the caption is, Aori unten toka, nakayubi tatete aoru hitu toka. Aori unten is road rage, although the Japanese term is maybe not as strident as road rage. And nakayubi tatete aoru hitu, so people that put up their finger and try and start a fight. So yeah, quite different post under the Rinrikan ga nasugiru. Do these people have no sense of ethics? Another interesting one I saw coming up under this hashtag was one about the Chinese character for Kimi, the kanji for Kimi, you. And the caption says, Yoku mitte kure, Kimi という字はコロナからできてることを. So it's drawing attention to the fact that this kanji for Kimi has all of the katakana for corona. If you look at the top, there's like a ko, and down the bottom there's like a ro and na in it. So it's saying, did you realize that the character for Kimi is made up of corona? And I had a bit of fun in replying, ha, more evidence, COVID comes from China. There are also some people tweeting about how early the wet season has come in Japan this year. It's come the earliest that it has for a long, long time. So I don't know if it's more evidence of climate change. This person on Twitter that goes by the handle Gimme Suru Stance Getsuyobi Kara Kokumin o Mamoru to, which is quite a handle. Gimme Suru is to investigate something closely, so Gimme Suru Stance, so someone who has the stance of investigating, and then in parenthesis Getsuyobi Kara Kokumin o Mamoru to, so the political party that protects the people from Monday. I don't know what that political party, if it's a real one or not. Maybe somebody can let me know. And they've posted, Jinsei de hajimete tsuyu no naka de mukaeta tanjoubi desu. So for the first time ever in my life, my birthday is in the wet season. Maybe says something about climate change. Now, I also went through and was translating a few Japanese sayings and proverbs that I'd seen on Pinterest. One that I came across was this one. Utsukushii mono wo utsukushii to omoeru anata no kokoro ga utsukushii. Utsukushii mono wo utsukushii to omoeru anata no kokoro ga utsukushii. And this is a quote by Mitsuo. He's well known for doing these pieces of calligraphy, usually quite rough. This, the image that I'm looking at here, is actually written by someone else in a very beautiful hand, but Mitsuo's calligraphy is usually very rough and has these pithy little insights into life. He's passed on now, but he was pretty amazing. So to translate that one, I translated it as, the thing that is beautiful is your soul that sees beauty in beautiful things. The thing that is beautiful is your soul that sees beauty in beautiful things. Utsukushii mono wo utsukushii to omoeru anata no kokoro ga utsukushii. Another hashtag that was trending this week was totsuzen desu ga uranatte mo ii desu ka, which means, excuse me, do you mind if I tell your fortune? And this is the name of a TV show in Japan. It was trending on Twitter because the Korean pop group Twice went on and they were having their fortunes told. So let's maybe have a little listen to what that sounded like. なんか本当に自分がどうしていきたいかとか、どういう状況か。それがもうね、今年の1月、2月、3月なんかいろいろあるのあったと思うんですよ。あった、あった。1月から3月、ちょうどっていうのが入ってるんですね。で、皆さんの場合は、去年までが逆に良くなくて、それが抜けて変化して今年からいいんです。今の新しい人生を歩むっていう形で、やっぱりここの2023年までに何かが決まったり。 So people are excited about these pop stars having their fortunes told. And on Twitter, Sachio posted, Mina-chan no uranai hontani tekikaku sugite bibiru. Tashikani Mina-chan, kyonen no tsurai jiki o norikoete kara sugoku yoi hōkō ni kawatta to omou. So this person is saying that Mina's fortune telling is so precise that the person posting is surprised. I would say that most of the things that the fortune teller were saying were so broad, aside from being precise, in fact they were so broad that they didn't really have much meaning. So she was saying things like nanika dappi suru, so dappi is to lose your old skin, and nanika henka suru, and that something is changing, and nanika o kaeru, so this is the time when you're changing something. So they're all pretty broad statements that you could say about anyone, and they could they could basically fit their life into it one way or another. Anyway, people are excited about this fortune telling, and it shows how central the whole fortune telling tradition in Japan is and how mainstream it is. Another hashtag I had high hopes for was teriyaki tabetakute sumimasen, which translates as, sorry, I just want to eat teriyaki. And I was hoping that it might be, yeah, I don't know, some kind of thread of potential ways of turning down a date, or as in, will you go out on a date with me? Sorry, I just love eating teriyaki. But disappointingly, it wasn't anything like that. It was just a sales campaign that McDonald's was doing on Twitter for their new range of burgers, which actually look pretty good. Teriyaki burgers, and they got three flavors. They've got Akakara Teriyaki, as in red hot spicy, Kurokosho Teriyaki, which interestingly they felt the need to put the furigana above kosho in case people couldn't read it, black pepper teriyaki, and oyako teriyaki, as in the oyakodon, which most people are probably aware of what oyakodon means, with oya being parent and ko being child, as in you've got the chicken and the egg mixed in together. Perhaps a little bit crass, especially in the context of the vegan tweet we looked at before. But they've put a piece of chicken and a fried burger in there, and you get oyako. So that gets my prize this week for the most disappointing hashtag. Teriyaki tabitakute sumimasen. Another trending hashtag this week was Shinkansen Untenshi. So a Shinkansen driver, bullet train driver. And this came from a story. I saw it on Raibudoa News, which the headline is Shinkansen Toukou Chuu ni Untenshi ga Riseki, JR Tokai ga Shazai, which translates as driver leaves seat while in control of moving Shinkansen. JR Central apologizes. And the story goes, Untenshi ga fukutsu o kanji, shasho ga untenshitsu ni touchaku shita ato, toire ni iku tame, oyoso 3分間運転室を離れたという国土交通省は行政処分などをするかどうか検討する方針。 Which translates as, it appears a driver has left their seat for approximately 3 minutes to go to the bathroom after experiencing stomach pain and after the cabin had been attended by the train conductor. The conductor, shasho. So you can see this is potentially pretty scary. A train that's traveling along at more than 300 kilometers an hour, having no driver for a period of 3 minutes as the person driving goes off to use the bathroom. So people were tweeting about that. Most of them were, if anything, more sympathetic towards the driver and critical of the company not providing a safe workplace. So Nakata Daigo said, 運転士の突発的な生理現象や体調悪化を考慮しないシステムで運行しているわけか。なるほど。日本が世界に誇るとされる新幹線が海外に輸出できない根本的な理由が分かった気がする。So, 新幹線 operate with a system that doesn't consider sudden physiological phenomena or a driver becoming unwell.Okay, so now I understand why the bullet train, supposed to be Japan's pride of the world, cannot be sold abroad.
日本が世界に誇るとされる新幹線が海外に輸出できない根本的な理由が分かった気がする。
Making the point that if you're going to make a train that goes hurtling across the country at more than 300 kilometers an hour, you might want to think about what happens when the driver needs to go to the toilet. And another one said,
ブラック企業すぎてドン引き、トイレも行けない労働環境って新幹線乗るの怖いレベル。
So I'm taken aback by how shady this business is. So ブラック企業 is not really something that we have in English, but it's Kigyo, a business that doesn't treat their workers right or tries to exploit them. Interesting that there is this word, Brak Kigyo, which sort of suggests that it's a significant problem in Japan. I'm taken aback at how shady this business is. To talk of a labour environment where people can't go to the toilet makes me afraid to even go near a Shinkansen.
Brak Kigyo sugite donbiki.
So donbiki means to be taken aback.
Toire mo ikenai rodo kankyo te shinkansen noru no kowai reberu.
So once again, the sympathy here is definitely with the driver and against the company that hasn't provided a safe workplace, and talking about how that
impacts on the safety of the service. And just one more on that. トイレ行きないって何その地獄。必要なのは処分じゃなくて改善でしょ。
Not being able to go to the toilet? What kind of hell is this? Surely what is needed here is not punishment, but improvement. There's some stuff for you to think about next time you're getting on the Shinkansen. You may or may not have a driver. Oh, and just one last little fun hashtag I saw that might be fun to show is
Netto ni tsunageru to benri na mono.
So fun, what would you like to connect to the internet that you think would be convenient? And this person just wrote
Kaki yaro
and put up a picture of people drying out their persimmons in the back garden. How you connect dry persimmons to the internet, the mind baffles, but I like it. All right, they're just some of the hashtags I noticed trending in Japan this week. If this is of interest, please subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.